Epilogue. Elodor Pleasant quietly withdrew from his master's presence, his head nodding vulture-like as he retreated back towards the heavy oak doors that loomed against the entryway. He had served the Viscount Augustine de Chesgnay long enough to read the volatile nobleman's dark moods and knew when the man's temper was about to explode. At such times, it was healthy to be as far away as possible. The Viscount sat upon his throne, scowling down at the object the messenger had brought him, fury and fear striving for mastery of his features. It had been several weeks since the wizard Rudel had come to him, fueling his ambitions with wild tales of dragons and the power to command them. Since that time, there had been no word from the sorcerer and the soldiers de Chesgnay had sent with him. Then Sir Fierswind's horse had returned to the castle riderless. Within one of the animal's saddlebags had been found the object that was the cause of de Chesgnay's ill humor. It had been wrapped in the blood-stained black cloak Rudel had been wearing, a large, flattened object, roughly the size of a soup bowl. As soon as he laid eyes upon the leathery, crimson plate, de Chesgnay knew what it was. Rumors had already reached him of the monster, a gigantic dragon ravaging the lands to the west, decimating entire companies of knights and leaving dozens of villages burning in its wake. At first, the rumors had excited him, as he connected them to the wild tales Rudel had spun, and he had seriously begun to believe the wizard might be able to deliver what he had promised. But now they filled him with dread. The object was a reptilian scale, such as might be plucked from the hide of a snake, only far grander in size and toughness. That it had come from the dragon, de Chesgnay did not question for a moment. But it was the symbol carved into the tough, leathery scale that caused fear to gnaw at a Bretonian's stony heart. De Chesgnay had not seen the sign in many years, but it was as familiar to him as his own coat of arms. It was a crude representation of a drake rampant, rendered in the stylized manner of the Empire. When de Chesgnay had last seen the symbol, it had been upon the coat of arms of his vanquished adversary, the Baron von Drakenberg. He'd fought the Baron long dead, worked to death beneath the hot desert sun by Arabian slave masters. Such was the fate he had condemned his old enemy to in the aftermath of his victory. But as he stared down at the symbol carved into the dragon scale, de Chesgnay knew that his enemy had survived. He could feel it in the very pit of his soul. The horse, the wizard's cloak, and the scale were all part of a message. I live. I know what you were hunting. The power you sought is mine now, and it will come for you. De Chesgnay rose from his throne, letting the scale fall to the floor. The nobleman began to pace the empty expanse of his great hall, his footfalls echoing from the stone walls. He realized now what it must be like for the prisoners rotting within his dungeons. Certain, they were doomed to die, but never knowing the hour when the executioner would call their name.